Yo, what is going on, guys? It's the JVL Primetime Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Jay, and I'm with my boy.
Dre, how's everybody doing? It is glad to be back in the building.
Yup, it's been a little over 2 weeks since we posted, but we back. And if you've been following us on everything else, we've been doing our thing. Y'all been seeing us at the games. We've been, you know how it be for real. But we got a few things to cover in today's episode. So glad we're back. And maybe one day we'll probably do an in-person podcast. We'll see what happens, y'all. You know, but you know, the sky's the limit. We'll see what happens. But let's start off with the Aces and how we've been since we got Liss. I think Liss has been an amazing pickup, a great pickup. Asia has some help, and if Asia can't grab the boards, then you got Liz, and she can even score if Asia can't. So I feel like Liz is a great pickup. How do you feel about how do you feel about Liz coming to the Aces and being the light we needed, the help we needed for Asia? Of course,
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. When she first came to the Vegas, I was skeptical. However you said the word.
Skeptical, yeah.
That was me, and the reason, because I'm not gonna lie, wasn't familiar with her game,
right?
But she's done everything that she's supposed to since she put on the Aces jersey, whether it's rebounding on the offensive or the defensive side, whether it's taking the load off of Asia, scoring. Guarding, defending, getting to the right spots at the right time. It's actually way better than what I expected because, again, wasn't familiar with her game. But she showed up and she showed out, and she's showing why she deserves to be on the Aces.
Yep. And honestly, Liz has been – I remember when I first saw her, when I think she had her first – I think it was an away game. I don't know if it was an away game or a home game. But seeing Liz play – for the first time on our team. I think that first game she had a double-double. And man, Liz has been great. She's been helping. And I love that. I think about it every game. Despite our record right now, where we are in the standings, we're getting there. And I'm really glad that Asia got some more help, especially in the paint. Liz has been great on defense. Like, I see how she always comes back to defend someone. I'm like, man, Liz has been, she's been a great pickup, and I'm really glad that we are looking good. Another thing about the Aces is Jackie, I want to, you know, honorable mention Jackie, and not just because I'm wearing, you know, a silent assassin Jackie shirt. Shout out Clever Shirts, by the way. Y'all should go peep his stuff. He got great stuff. Anyways, the way Jackie's been playing, She's been like Magic Johnson. I don't know. She's been playing. She's been getting assists. I remember when she got her triple double. Man, I was through the roof. I was happy. I was so proud of her. But I'm like, dang, Jack. Like, you know, I love her some Jack. I love me some Jack. But no, Jackie's been doing great on the defensive end as well. Like, dang, how do you feel about Jackie's game so far? How do you feel about Jackie's play so far, or her game?
I feel like it's definitely went up about three, four notches this season. Just like even this, the way she's been this season, it's been like, do you want to call her Jackie or do you want to call her Little Asia?
Yeah,
you know,
she's
literally been feeling it like a Little Asia Wilson, like a mini me version, like. Because the way she's been playing on both sides of the ball, the way she's been on defense, locking down guards, getting steals, making them take tough shots, the way she's been passing the ball, getting the assist, getting the best plays for her team at that moment, scoring. It's crazy how when they did the All-Star and they were doing the rankings that Jackie wasn't in the top 10. But the way she's been playing this season, she was 12. Like, and I was by the players did that. And I'm like, yeah, y'all must don't pay attention to the Aces because
y'all really don't, and y'all don't know some
Jackie's on another level this season. And she's just going to continue to get better.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Jackie's been having an amazing season this year. I don't care what any of y'all say about Jackie saying that she has not been. I'm riding with Jackie through sell the wheels off and through thick and thin. I love her, but this season has really been the reason why I love her even more, because I don't think y'all really, some people really don't be paying attention for her. But Jackie's been having her best season this year, so shout out Jackie, you're doing great, sweetie. Anyways, back onto the Aces topic. Enough of us glazing Jackie a little bit. You know, we don't play about Jackie. I don't play about her. You don't play about her. Anyways, enough of this Jackie glaze. So another thing with the Aces is Jewel has been coming off the bench, and the impact has been different. How do you feel about Jewel coming off the bench so far?
Me, I would say finally, but when you get rid of someone like Kelsey Plum for Jewel Lloyd, you expect the same production. But Jewel had been asking to come off the bench for a while now. And it took them a long time to get comfortable with it. But once they finally gave her that chance to just go out there and just be Jewel, because you gotta think about it. The Aces got hitters.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. They got hitters. They got listen now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes a person like Jewel needs to be able to breathe. Now, if you out there, it's only one ball. And you got Asia, Jackie, Chelsea, and Jewel. Only one person can shoot the ball. So you have Jewel coming off the bench. She gets to work with the second unit and then become that leader. That way you have two leaders. Well, technically three. Because, you know, Asia's the leader. But then Jackie, you know, she wants the ball, so she's technically the leader. And then you got Jewel, who is the leader of the bench when it comes to the second unit. So now you pretty much have a starter as a sixth person coming off the bench, pretty much.
Yep.
So it gives Jewel time to get comfortable and just go out there and play her ball, which is why she looks more comfortable. She looks more fluent. She looks like she's gathering herself at a smoother pace than what it was as a starter, because now you don't have that much pressure. Now you can go out there and you know who's out there with you, so you can go out there and be like, okay, if I drive to the basket, I can kick out to Aaliyah Knight because she's going to hit the three. Or if I do a pump fake, they're going to bite it. I can go by them, hit them with a layup. You know, you have options. Mm-hmm. So it's actually been great that she's coming off the bench, because not only did she need it, but the Aces needed that.
100%. And now they got it. Exactly. And it's been a huge impact. And I know people are saying a lot of stuff about Jewel, but honestly, I think her coming off the bench has been pretty great. And I know people are going to tell me something about what I say about Jewel, but that's just how it is for her. I mean, Jewel's been doing great. I mean, coming off the bench, she's helped a lot. Running with the second unit, she's in the second unit with Dana. Who else is out there with? She's out there with Aaliyah also. Who else is part of the second unit?
Dana,
Aaliyah.
Meg.
Yo. Yo. And I mean, at that, even sometimes, like once she's a part of the second unit, she's still going to be up there with one of the starters. She's probably going to still be out there with Asia, Jackie, or even Chelsea. Or it's going to be one of the starters, or it's going to be two of the starters while she's in that part of that second unit. Because usually, from what I've noticed, every time the second unit comes in, there's at least one of the starters still. There's only at least one of the starters still playing with that second unit. And I think it's two or three, maybe. Like, they're Chelsea and Jackie, and Drew's coming off with the second unit. Or it'd be, like, Asia and Jackie. Or it'd be, like, even Jackie and Liz. Like, I mean, I feel like it's great. And speaking of the starters, I do want to talk about KB. KB has been a starter for a while now. How do we feel about KB since she's became a starter and a part of that first unit instead of coming off the bench?
I don't know. Like, when she first moved into the starting lineup, it caught everybody by surprise. But she came out hot. She came out, like, fierce. She came out, like, what people expected her to be once she got that guaranteed contract. This is the KB that you wanted, especially with the money you gave her. But then it's like, are you putting her in the starting lineup so you can have Jewel come off the bench?
Not a good question.
Because think about it. If you look at the Valkyries game, she was a starter, but she only played 11 minutes.
Yeah.
She played 11 minutes and she only attempted 3 shots.
Yeah.
And Jewel came off the bench and Jewel played 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. You know, that's true. That's exactly what I was looking at. I was looking at the box score. I think KB is just kind of adjusting.
So it's like, no, because when she came out, she was like all in, like, foul. But like now, it's like it's starting to like die down. It's kind of like when you play 2K, and then you put somebody on the bench.
Yeah.
Just so they can be on the team, and then like 2 minutes into the game, you put them like on the court, and like they play the whole game, and you're like, all right, y'all done tricked us.
That's what we thought
they were gonna be on the bench, but they in the game playing like they're a starter.
That's true. That's been true. Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
But that could be a good strategy, though.
Honestly, I think it could be. It's been helping a lot recently. I think we have four wins in a row so far with that new starting lineup. And I mean, maybe even if she doesn't score, she can still defend and she can still run.
Oh yeah, she's still good. She's still on defense.
She's still good on defense. And usually, and defense is what has been killing us a lot this season. So the more defense, the more better things will end. Like we'll be able to, you know, good defense comes to offense. You know what I mean? That's what I always say when it comes to stuff like that.
Right.
So I mean, it's probably a strategy that Becky's been doing, and it's been working pretty well because I think we won like 3 or 4 games already so far, which is great. So it's been looking good for us. And I mean, I would it. And I'm pretty sure. And I also understand why she put KB in with the starting lineup, because she has more experience with the team over Jewel. She's been with the team since her rookie year. So that's been like,
right,
I think it's been, is it 3-4 years that she's been with the Aces? So the chemistry is there. Because most of the starting lineup, other than Liz, majority of the starting lineup, they already have that chemistry. And Liz has been adjusting pretty well. So I'm really glad that's how we've been running. So, I mean, I think it's a good strategy. But since you brought up that Aces and Valkyries game, which was yesterday's game, how we feeling? I was stressed a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I think I was stressed during, like, the second half of the game, but it's okay. We still took a dub. But what's your take?
I'm gonna be perfectly honest, and I don't know how y'all gonna take it, but Golden State get on my nerve.
Golden State, man, they're a good team.
Golden State is cool. I rock with Golden State. I like the colors, the jerseys, the players, the fans. They cool. But they came in, they was winning some games. They thought they was Mr. Get Right. They thought everything just had to go through open. Like, hold on, wait a minute. Then they start talking about how Natalie should be coach of the year. And I'm sitting there like, bro, they're like, there was like one game above 500, and you talking about Natalie should be coach of the year. I'm like, make it make sense. And then as soon as they said that, reality came and smacked Golden State in the face, because they ain't been the same since. Since they started talking about Natalie coach of the year, they ain't been the same since. They done lost everything. They done lost Taylor Thornton to injury. They done lost these games. They done lost their confidence. I don't know. I don't know what done happened to Golden State. But listen, it's always next season.
There is always next season. But I will say, to piggyback off of that, I will say, despite all that, they did have a good season. I rock with I'm about to say Warriors. My bad, y'all. I rock with Golden State. They're great. I love Nat. I love the players that they got on that team. I mean, they're a great team. They're a good group. But I mean, stuff happens. But I do agree with you all in that. But look, just remember, for all of y'all out there that are Golden State fans, before you come at us, it's still our first ever season ever. And we had a great season to begin with. But you know, stuff happens, and when things happen, you know, that's when things start going downhill. But you know, no hate to the team. That's just our personal opinions on it. I don't know what y'all gonna say about it. I don't know how y'all gonna feel about what I say, what he said about it, but you know, that's just our opinion. But other than that, I mean, we did good. Valkyries are good. But you know, Aces and the Valkyries, I think, you know what I think, just, you know what that game just reminded me of, or just made me think of? A rivalry. You know how tight that game was? We had a lot of tiebreakers. Right? We had like ties and tiebreakers. Like, sure, there's New York, but I think this is a new up-and-coming rivalry. And I love to see that. So, despite whatever happens, we got next season. And I think that's going to be one of our next new rivals upcoming. So, I'm excited about that. And I'm even excited to see how I'll say fool off the rest of the season. They got potential. So, I'm excited to see how they rock in and how they move in. So, I mean, that just me. But
they still got a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they do. They really do. What, they're eighth right now?
They're eighth place. So
yeah, it's gonna be only eight teams can make it to the playoffs. And since they're eighth and they can stay in that seed or even just go up before the playoffs, then you know, they'll make it to the playoffs.
I don't know who would want to be in eighth place though. I'm not trying to face Minnesota like that in the playoffs. The first heat? No, I'm good.
I'm good.
The first team I gotta see in Minnesota? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good off that. But post Valkyrie and Aces game, looking at the scores, I also watched the game. We had a good beginning. It was a little rough. But our stats, I think the only players that really made this point were Asia and Jackie, of course. You know,
and
we love that duo. And I think Jewel had 14 points coming off the bench. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Valkyries, I was looking at, when I was watching the game, I was looking at the stats. In the beginning, everything was spread, like the points were all spread out, which is really good to see. So that was good. That's what I wish the Aces had, more spread it out, instead of like only two or three players really doing it. But I mean, in my eyes, a win is a win. But I will say, when I was watching the game, everything was spread out between the Valkyries and the players and people that were coming off the bench and all that. So that was really good to see that. Despite Asia and Jackie and Jewel making most of the points, our defense was pretty good and pretty well moved. So, I mean, we still got a little bit to work on, but I like how that's going.
This almost had a double-double. She had 8 points, 9 rebounds.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah, Liz was close in her double-double this year.
Chelsea Gray almost had a double-double, too. She had 8 points and 8 rebounds.
Exactly. Chelsea almost had a double-double. Jackie almost had 5 assists. Jackie
was out there being annoying. That's what she was doing. Jackie had 14 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, and 5 steals. I know she was annoying people.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm pretty sure.
And that was definitely don't do the tribute.
Bro, Jackie has been a threat on defense last night's game. And I'm like, come on now, Jack. She got her steals. She got them assists. Only had 14 points. Even though she only had 14 points, despite the 14 points, her defense, that game was insane. She was annoying people, just like you said. I can understand that. I knew she was annoying, Tip. Every person she was guarding that game last night, she was just annoying them. And it was great. Love to see it. Love to see that. Jackie was annoying. I don't even think Jackie cared about the points, really. I think she more was focused on just, like, being annoying, on just doing defense.
It was great.
Exactly. That's all that she was thinking about. Jewel had a good game. 14 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds. I think she her field goal was 5 for 10, so she had, like, 50% field goal percentage. That's what it was. 50% field goal percentage. Asia went, you know, Asia gonna keep being Asia, man. Asia gonna keep being Asia. And if y'all didn't see, Asia was perfect from the free throw line last night. She didn't miss any of her shots. So love to see that. Love to see that. KB had a 3. Got her three in. Yo, yeah, Chelsea was close.
Yeah, she had 1 point, well. 1 assist, and 1 block. So.
Oh, yeah. So that was pretty good. Dang, Liz almost had that double-double. Okay, let's see how the Valkyries look. Valkyries stats, everyone's been spreaded out, like point-wise, and that's really good to see. That's what we had a few games back. But I think we had, what was it? Salon had 13 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Temi, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Tip had 14 points. Tip almost had a double-double. She had 9 rebounds.
Just need that 1 rebound.
Yeah, she just needed that 1 board. She would have had a double-double. VB, Veronica Burton, 6 points. Who's it? Kyla Charles coming off the bench. She had 11 points. Same with Carla. 11 points. So, other than that, everyone's, like, scores on the Valkyries, they're more spreaded out point-wise, so that's pretty good. And that's probably why we had, again, the game we had, because if y'all didn't watch the game, I don't know what y'all was doing. Y'all missed out, because that game was really close and was stressing me out and going and upping my blood pressure. Probably, like, the second half of the game, or closest. No, more like, it was more like probably near the end of third quarter into the fourth anyways. But, yeah, that's how it was. Aces took the dub. We won by 6. So, hey, a win's a win, and with that win, we're in 7th in the standings. So, we did pretty good.
Can we talk about why Kate Martin only played 7 minutes?
Oh yeah, she only played 7 minutes.
What was Golden State thinking?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Well, subsidy them.
Yep. Kate did have an assist, though. So, I mean, Kate's been playing really good, too. So, I don't know what was going on with that. But, I mean, other than that, Aces did great. We took a dub. Now we're 7th in the standings. And now we're still fighting to make it into the playoffs and try to get up in the standings. So, anything else you want to add to that game? Add from that game or not? But I will say, nope. All right, yeah. So proud of y'all, Aces. Y'all did y'all thing. A win is a win. We doing great. Now just keep pushing. We got that. And speaking of the Aces, tomorrow we got a game against Seattle. And that means Tiffany Mitchell's coming back. And if y'all didn't know about, I'm pretty sure everyone knew about that trade. But Slim is gonna make her debut tomorrow's game. I'm pretty sure, because she got traded for AC, but you know, yeah, that was cool. So how do we? Oh, also,
Washington didn't have no AC.
Other than Tiffany Mitchell coming back. Oh yeah, other than Tiffany Mitchell coming back, it's Asia and Liz's birthday. If y'all didn't know, it's the twins' birthday. So, I mean, I am a little nervous, but we ain't gonna lose that game. Not Asia and Liz's birthday. Asia ain't gonna let that happen. I'm pretty sure Liz ain't gonna let that happen. But how are we feeling about tomorrow's game? Where's our mindset at right now?
Aces and 15. Aces 15 points.
Aces about 15 points.
I'm calling it now.
All right.
It's going to be barbecue chicken. I ain't nervous. It's going to be barbecue chicken. I'm predicting it now. Asia Wilson with a double-double. She going to have 20 and 10 at least. Jackie going to have like 20 points. No good 7 assists. No 5 rebounds. No typical Jackie. You know, Jewel Lloyd going to come off the bench, drop a cool 15, 17. You know, Seattle. We gonna cut the storm in Seattle, and it's just gonna be done data like that. Ain't nobody stressing.
We turned
the grill along. We about to put chicken on there with the barbecue sauce. Aces by 15.
I bet. Now I'm with you on that one. After the loss we took from Seattle a few games back, there's no way we gonna lose this game, bro. There's no way we're gonna lose this game. I feel like Jackie's still gonna get her assist up though, bro. I feel like Jackie's still gonna get her assist up. Chelsea might even drop like 10 plus points. Chelsea might even get them assist. You know, it can even be either way. Liz gonna have another double.
Chelsea, I'm gonna say about a cool 8 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. You know, just what she do.
I think that's solid. Maybe she could even. I could see her get a 10-point game too. Actually, get 10 points. 10 piece.
I can even see Kia Stokes getting 4 points.
I love that energy. I love that energy, bro. I got the Aces winning that game. We ain't gonna lose a game. We ain't gonna lose to a team that beat us real bad a few games back. No. We ain't gonna do that. No. We can't add it. Oh, you know what? Maybe Jackie gonna have a triple double. Jackie could have her second triple double of her career. Who knows? If not, she probably gonna get a double double. But you know, we gonna see what happens. But our predictions to that game, if y'all can't tell by our energy and the way we react, we got the Aces winning that game. Jackie is gonna go crazy. Asia gonna go even more crazier. Liz gonna do her dang. Like, we're gonna win that game. We ain't losing that game. We got that game. What else you want to add on that? Anything else you want to add to that tomorrow's game? Cause you can do anything. What you got? Yeah. Anything else on your mind?
No stress. We're not stressed. We're too blessed for that.
Blessings, Seattle, on blessings.
The only celebration y'all gonna do is after the loss, you know, you can go down to Resorts World, you know, get you a little something to eat. You know, they got some good pizza over there. Or you go to Harris, they got chicken guy over there, you know. But make sure you get the donkey sauce. They got some good food over there, you know. Y'all can celebrate after y'all lose, but you know.
Oh,
and if everyone knows some more good spots, hit your boy up. I'll let you know. No, you get you some tacos there while you're crying after that loss. We lost to the Aces, but this food is so delicious. Make sure you have fun.
Asia gonna get lit too, cause it's her birthday.
Oh, a win in a meal.
My go. Gonna have a time of her life. She's already mad. Oh, see, that's also why the Ace is gonna win. She's already upset that she has to work on her birthday. So look out. It's in the bag for us. You know, just do your thing, y'all. I mean, good luck, but we got that, y'all. Okay. before we add on anything else to that. Oh yeah, let me go back to Resorts World real quick. Dre and I've been there multiple times. Everything he said there, we ain't capping. Their pizza is fire. Fire. Real fire. And if y'all want to go get a cigar, go to the 8 Lounge or something. Actually, probably not. I don't think it's good since y'all are like, you know, still during the season. Anyways, okay. all right, y'all. So let's talk. MVP race. The top five. We got Fee at one, AT at two, Asia at three, Leash at four, and then we got Sab at five. What's our opinions? What's your opinion on the MVP race? In general.
Well, in general, they already made it clear that they want Fee to get it.
Yeah.
But seeing that she's going to be sidelined for a couple weeks, it leaves the gate open, you know, unless the time is.
Hey, AT's good, man. AT's been going off.
They dropped back-to-back triple doubles. You know, I'm just saying.
She been going crazy.
Phoenix is looking good. And she's just been balling out this entire season. Points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. Even if she got to get a little bit dirty, just like a little dash, she going to do it.
Without getting a little dirty, me personally,
I want to say AT should get it, but it's gonna be hard going up against people like Asia Wilson and Sabrina, especially with Alicia and the way she's been playing in Atlanta.
Oh yeah, Alicia's been open. My South Carolina girls been doing their thing.
It's gonna be a little difficult.
It is going to be tough. And I'm really glad my South Carolina girls are going crazy, man. I agree with you on that.
I'm going to say it now. Your WNBA MVP is Alyssa Thomas. You've heard it here first.
Look, I can't be mad about that. She went crazy. But I think I still got Asia. But the thing is with the MVP race, we talked about this off camera, is that we don't like the fact that the MVP race should also be based off of their team performance. Because if it's MVP, isn't it mostly focused on the player?
Right. It should focus on that player and that player's contributions to that team.
That's what I'm saying. Given our standings, I want Asia to take it. But given our standings, it's a 50-50. It's not 50-50. Well, it really just depends on if we even, depending on our standings and everything else, I still want Adrian, because I don't know if y'all seen how my ghost been hooping, but she's been doing her thing. I think she gets a double, she averages a double-double almost every game, or close to a double-double every game. And she's been hooping. She's been learning, she's been making plays, she's been doing her thing. She's been playing like the MVP she is, but given her stance, I don't know if it's going to happen. But if I had to predict someone else to get MVP other than my GOAT, I would go with AT as well. Unbiased, y'all. Look, I'm not always biased, y'all. I know y'all know I'm always biased, but look. Trust me, unbiased. For that, like, if I had to pick someone else but Asia, it would definitely be Alyssa Thomas. So she's been doing her thing every game. Then back-to-back triple-doubles is what took it. I was like, dang. Gone crazy. I would love Asia to still get that MVP, but you know, it all depends. But since the MVP race is not just based on player performance, it's also based on team performance, I don't know if it's going to happen. But we'll see what happens. But, yeah, no, MVP race is going to be something. I knew Asia was going to be up on that list. But Asia all going to be on that list, man. MVP, unanimous MVP last year. Asia is the greatest player to play on this earth. She's been doing her thing. I could talk about Asia all day if I want. Y'all would probably get annoyed, but I'm gonna just say Asia's been doing her thing. But yeah, and at the end of the day, we don't think the MVP winner should be based on also the team performance, but I guess that's how it is. And we'll have to see what happens in the MVP race. But you know, yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add? Any else that we could add here before anything? Before we end it off, just something you want to add on to the whole conversation? or not.
Oh no, I ain't allowed John back.
Oh, so dead. So there's nothing else that we could add on here, y'all. We pretty much said what we said. We did our thing. We're gonna end it here. Hope y'all enjoyed this little rant we went on earlier and all the other stuff we said. Aces and five, by the way. Aces, my delusional self is gonna keep saying aces and five. All that. Anyways, we got a game tomorrow. Excited to see the game. I love seeing my girls hoop. Another shout out to Clever Shirts. Go peep his stuff. Does not fail. But all right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening, watching, whatever y'all doing with this whole thing. I really do hope, and what the goal is, hopefully, is that we're gonna do an in-person podcast soon. We'll see what happens.
Right.
And who knows? There may or may not be some special guests coming up. We'll see what happens. It just depends. But tune in for that. I'm glad y'all are listening in and watching. Hearing us watch us talk or talk. But yeah, hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day, y'all weekend. Aces and five. Also gonna be a happy early birthday to Asia and Liz. They gonna do their thing. But yeah, glad y'all tuned in. We gonna be out of here though. Have a good rest of y'all day. Deuces. Ooh.